Hello, I'm your host, Aaron.
And I'm Jacob.
Welcome to an episode of Important Debates. Today's important debate is communism versus capitalism. And I think we should just jump right into it. I believe that capitalism is a better economic plan because it gives people the opportunity to succeed financially without the government.
Well, you see, with communism, especially during Joseph Stalin's dictatorship, you see, it everybody contributes to the government, and that in turn helps with a stronger military.
Very good point. So, I believe I'm going to start this off. You okay with that, Jacob?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to use a very current example, very recent one, in North Korea and South Korea. North Korea, while it may seem like a strong country, is very impoverished due to its very, very weak economic plan. It relies very heavily on China and Russia to support it, while South Korea, on the other hand, has a much, much stronger economic standpoint. The economy of South Korea is 36.7 times that of North Korea's. And according to 2013 figures, the GDP of South Korea is 1.19 trillion, while North Korea is estimated at only 33 billion. It seems like South Korea, just because of its capitalistic government economy, it has a much, much stronger standpoint than North Korea.
Okay. Well, I believe that North Korea has at least a very better military. And, let me explain this. North Korea is a communist state, and it's under totalitarian dictatorship from Kim Jong-un. And North Korea has strong cyber attack capabilities. It's already made attacks on South Korean banks, Sony Pictures, and it stole $81 million from a Bangladesh bank account. North Korea's armed forces count to 1.19 million service members and another 7 million reservists. And the isolated nation of 25 million people is also home to 3,500 battle tanks, 72 submarines, 302 helicopters, 563 combat aircraft, and 21,000 artillery pieces. And they made an ICBM missile test in November of 2017, and the missile hit an altitude of 4,475 kilometers, far above the International Space Station, and flew about 1,000 kilometers before landing in the sea off Japan's coast.
Now, while I will admit that because of North Korea's communist economy, it does allow for them to have a very strong military, but in the long run, South Korea it's much, much stronger. North Korea has only South Korea's trade volume was 1.07 trillion in 2013. By comparison, North Korea reported a relative minuscule 7.3 billion. While the two nations are similar in size, South Korea has double the population, but the life expectancy is larger in South Korea by 10 years. It just seems like the South Korea economy is better for its people and better in the long run.
Maybe for the people, but for the nation itself, I would have to disagree. I mean, especially with their military and how strong it is. At least it's one of the superpowers of today.
It may be a superpower, but it doesn't explain how North Korea has a good economic system if it's almost their entire population is starving, and their trade volume is exponentially less than other superpowers. that, well, might I mean, add, have capitalistic systems, like the U.S. It just seems, from an economic standpoint, that capitalism is a stronger and more stable economic system.
It might be more stable, but I feel communism might be a little bit faster, you know, like the fast track to getting a strong military, at least. May not be the best way, but it's pretty fast.
But just because it's fast doesn't mean it's the best. Just because it's the quick way doesn't mean it's going to support you enough in the long run to keep up that strong military status.
That may be true.
Well, I think we've had a very important talk today. Don't you, Jacob?
I do.
Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Important Debates. Jacob, anything to add before I cut it off?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys next time on Important Debates.